Little miscontrol by Felipe Coutinho, and it's Bailey Cargill moving it to the left to Adam Smith, who's all right-footed for a left full-back, but he cuts inside Steven Gerrard, and back out again, 25 yards from goal, goes for it, hits Martin Skrtel with the strike, and Liverpool clear, but it's immediately picked up again in midfield by Bournemouth, out towards the far side by Smith. It's overhit for Ritchie. O'Kane will drill one high across to this near side, where he'll find Junior Stanislas. Good switch of play there, and that's where Liverpool are lacking a little bit of width. Into Gosling. Gosling, edge of the box, manages to get it up towards, this is Smith. Smith rounds the keeper and puts it wide. Oh, it was a great little ball into him. And Wilson, I should say, it was that got the shot away. But he took the ball away from the defenders far too easily there in the box. Was one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Thought for a moment he was going to go around him. Instead went for the little stab and puts it wide. Little 1-2 between Lallana and Coutinho. Lallana goes for goal! That's a wonderful effort by Adam Lallana. And the goalkeeper, Artur Boric, diving away to his right-hand side, tips it over the bar. And it's the man who hit the shot that'll take this corner. Adam Lallana, right-footed. Forward has gone Lovren. Instead he comes short and out of side the area to Steven Gerrard. Back it goes, and they're out on the left-hand side with Coutinho. Can he cut it back to Steven Gerrard, edge of the box? It's been blocked by a body in red and black there. Coutinho couldn't get away from O'Kane. He's moved it out to the right-hand side for Ritchie. There's the overlap from Francis. Deep ball towards the back post, which Kolo Touré will nod further out to this near side. Kermigant once again, the Frenchman, comes back for O'Kane. Now into Junior Stanislas. Heavy touch just allows him to run into Lallana, who makes the tackle, and Lucas has released Raheem Sterling, who's got two to run at here. He's all alone, Raheem Sterling, but he's moved it into the centre of the field. Tried the strike. It was blocked by Bournemouth. Sterling inside the box. He tried to spin and turn. Blocked away as far as Markovic. Markovic again in a almost too central position, but they've worked it out to the left-hand side for Coutinho. Coutinho cuts back onto his right foot. Now onto his left and onto his right again. Strikes. It's blocked by a Bournemouth defender. Came out as far as Gerrard, I should say, and Gerrard's shot was also blocked away to halfway. Sterling, who's dropping deeper and deeper to try and pick up possession. Can he get away from Gosling? He can, and he'll move it left for Markovic. Markovic back to Lucas. Lucas into Lallana. Lallana turns away from Francis. All a bit too easy for Bournemouth's liking, I'd have thought. Markovic. Markovic delivers a ball to the back post. Great spot into Henderson. Henderson heads it back to Raheem Sterling, who heads home for Liverpool. And Raheem Sterling finally breaks his personal duck and breaks the deadlock at the Gold Sands. Markovic sips it to Coutinho, left-hand side of the box. Sterling's available for the cutback if he wants. Coutinho's going in alone. Found only Boric. Shot comes back in, and Lazar Markovic has scored from the edge of the area. His first goal for Liverpool, and they've doubled their advantage. And talk about taking advantage when you're on top. They're heading for the semi-finals of the League Cup with just 27 minutes gone.
Yeah, excellent finish from Markovic, brilliant.
Now, Bournemouth have to come out, and does that mean there'll be more chances for Liverpool? In the meantime, they're defending as Ritchie delivers it for Simon Francis, right-hand side. He's going to cut the ball back to Wilson. Oh, and it's smashed over the bar from 8 yards out by Jan Kermigant. What an opportunity for Bournemouth to get one back immediately within a minute.
I think it's fair to say the fullbacks have been Bournemouth's most attacking threat, really. As the delivery comes in towards the middle of the goal, it was Martin Skrtel that got up there first. Back in it goes by Stanislas. It's going to come out to Gosling! Oh, and Steven Gerrard, with his back to the ball, stuck out a leg and blocked it away to the far side. Dejan Lovren, left-hand side. Little turn around the corner by Coutinho, finds Sterling left of the centre circle. Sterling spinning away, inside left position. Oh, it's all paced by Raheem Sterling, through on the goalkeeper, who comes and bravely claims at his feet. Henderson puts one arm into the night sky down on the south coast. Wind swirling around. Ball in. It's headed towards goal. And just wide by Adam Lallana. Liverpool steal the ball back again. Lallana, can he release Sterling? Sterling back in onto his left. Trick, turns, shoots, scores. 3-0 Liverpool. Fantastic by Raheem Sterling, who's playing himself back into form. Released at exactly the right time by Adam Lallana. Two England players. Two of Liverpool's best attacking threats combine. And Arta's given the ball away immediately with his first touch to Markovic. Markovic spreads the ball to Steven Gerrard. Is there anyone better in this position than him? Well, he didn't show his best because his shot was blocked. Good ball by Francis, looking for Ritchie, right-hand side of the box. He's managed to cut it back to Gosling. He'd love to score, and he has! Well, is the game back on? Bournemouth get one back. Dan Gosling once scored a really famous goal against Liverpool in the FA Cup for Everton. If Bournemouth launch a comeback now, and he might have scored another in the League Cup for the Cherries. Now here's Francis, slips in Richie once again. Richie needs to get it back to Francis, he has done now. Now O'Kane, chance to deliver a cross from a deep position. Oh, that's a free header, back across goal! And only just wide of the left-hand post of Brad Jones by Dan Gosling once again.
Yeah, well, it was actually a great ball in from the right-hand side. I think it was Matt Ritchie's, actually Fraser that was coming in the left-hand side. He's put a lovely header across the face of the goal.
Oh, that's a lovely little bit of work by Coutinho to get away from Smith. Just leaves him on his backside. Coutinho now into the box, onto his right foot. Dinks and bobbles the ball back to Lallana. Lovely back heel to Sterling, who scuffs his chance of a hat-trick wide. Cargill, now they've moved it out again, and they've managed to find Fraser. What boxer tricked, if a little bit raw, for Bournemouth. Back it comes, and this is a good run in field now for Bournemouth. Slipped through and into Gosling again. Oh, he's hit the post! It's going to come back out to Richie. Richie bundles his way through past one, can't get past the second, and Lucas will clear. Bournemouth oh so close, but they're still attacking. Arta moves it left, he's going to find Richie again across the face of goal and behind for the goal kick. So close twice. Maybe O'Kane will have a chance. He's left it for Francis, 30 yards from goal, and he'll drill it high over the crossbar. Decent effort. You might as well hit it. If you don't buy a ticket, you don't win the prize.
Aye, absolutely. There's every reason for Simon Francis to take the strike on there.
Jones's clearance is headed by Francis straight to Raheem Sterling. 25 yards from goal. Dipping! Oh, just wide. And so great close effort to that hat-trick.
Yeah, great effort. Great skill. Great awareness. Great vision.